Hello and welcome to the Inside Discovery Life podcast series, where we unpack interesting topics covering how we've designed our products, how we assess claims, as well as interesting experiences that we've seen. I'm Jeremy King, an actuary from the R&D team, and in today's podcast we'll be looking at protecting children's education. I'm joined by Discovery Life's Head of Claims and Servicing, Sylvia Stain, and Discovery Life's Head of R&D, Daniel Stock. Dan, education is very important in enabling financial independence, and thus it's an important cost that many parents plan for and set money aside for where possible. From your perspective, why do you think it's important to have cover in place for education?
Jem, thank you so much for having us here today, and I think your question is an incredibly important one. Cover for education provides families with absolute security that should something happen to you, that your child's education or your children's education is fully protected. This enables children to access quality education if something does happen to a parent, which ultimately enables financial independence. Now, we know that when people suffer life-changing events, these often result in many unplanned expenses, and the last thing that a family would want to place at risk is the future education and the future financial independence of their children.
Thanks, Dan. And we've seen significant claims come through from the education protection that we provide at Discovery. Sylvia, can you take us through some of the high-level numbers of what we're currently paying to our clients?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, just to carry on with what Dan had to say, you know, he's made some very valid points about how important global education is. And I think there's nothing more reassuring for a parent to know that if something should happen, that the kid would be covered and have the best access to education. So, I mean, we currently cover over 33,000 children that are protected in the event of something happening to the parent. And I like to refer to it as life happens, you know, when something does go wrong. And I mean, currently we have close on 600 children who are in claim from having one of their parents, something happened to them, and their education is currently paid for. In the past year alone, we've paid over 67 million rand. I mean, that's a significant amount of money in education. And I mean, just given the sort of age profile and the sort of time it's going to take for them to finish their sort of education, including tertiary education, we're looking at 594 million rand to be paid out just for those kids that are currently in claim. And that number is just going to grow. And I mean, if you just have a look at the sort of age profile, 54% of those claimants are kids that are under 10 years of age. And of that, 24% of them are younger than 5 when, you know, that event happened for their parent. So for something to happen at that tender age, you know, it just shows how quickly things can happen, how life can change. And they've effectively lost a parent, or a parent has become severely ill. And, yeah, I mean, just having that long-term commitment of knowing that the education is going to be covered is phenomenal.
Thanks, Sylvia. I mean, as you mentioned, that's cover all the way through the education journey. So from creche all the way through to university. And when we say all the way through, I mean, Dan, we've even got this automatic cover during pregnancy that we've brought in recently. I think, could you explain this feature? It's a really powerful feature, actually.
Jem, it's one that really kind of sits close to my heart. At the moment, my wife is pregnant. We're expecting our second. And for my daughter, we've already taken out the Global Education Protector. Under our auto Global Education Protector, if you've taken out the benefit for one child, for any children that are coming, in essence, you know, if your spouse is pregnant, we automatically provide cover throughout the pregnancy if something were to happen to you. So if something were to happen to me, there would be cover in place for both my daughter and my unborn child. That cover remains in place for free for the first 3 months after the birth of a child. And I know from personal experience how chaotic those first few months are after you have a child. You're not kind of immediately thinking, you know, I need to kind of take out extra cover at this point in time. And so importantly, your child is covered after birth for the first 3 months. And thereafter, you're able to take out the Global Education Protector and ensure, you know, full coverage for the entire schooling journey.
We've actually had a claim, and I'd like to share the story with you. It's quite remarkable. So we had a 39-year-old client, and he had two children at the time of his severe illness. And he ended up being admitted to ICU, long story in terms of his illness, but he spent the best part of 2.5-3 months in ICU. So he really was ill. It triggered the claim for his two children and that he'd had cover for. And his wife was actually pregnant at the time. And I don't even think she knew it. She would have been about 2 months pregnant. And as it turned out, later on, 7 months down the line, he'd come out of ICU, thankfully. And their new baby was born and brought into this world. And because of this automatic cover for global education during pregnancy, this baby, you know, is fully covered. And as soon as they start creche, we will start paying and we'll walk that journey with them for schooling for the next 20 years. Odd. You know, it's amazing.
It shows the comprehensive nature of our cover. And so we indemnify children's education in the event of parents either passing away or suffering a severe illness or disability. And Sylvia, what are some of the key claim causes that we see come through?
Jim, you know, these are actually quite traumatic events when you think about whether it's accidental or even a severe illness or disability. But 1 in 5 claims are due to unnatural causes. And those are things like motor vehicle accidents. You don't plan for something like that, obviously. And you know, it comes out the blue when it's least expected. And it's so nice to know that in the event of that life-changing event that children are covered. So, I mean, added to unnatural causes, our highest claim cause for global education benefits is actually for cancer-related claims where parents have become ill and diagnosed with that illness. So 29% of our claims are cancer-related. And you know, we've got a case study where a father was diagnosed with renal cancer, and at the time he had 4 children in pre-primary. Some of them were even in creche. And at that point in time, I think just knowing that his children would have access to the best education, we were able to pay the cover. These children are in top private schools. We've already paid over 3.1 million rand. We'll continue funding the education right through to university when they finish. And we expect to pay more than 8 million rand in future education costs.
It's scary how expensive schooling is, and therefore how important it is to have cover in place to make sure that your children can access the education you want for them. Dan, we have different benefit options sort of tailored to different needs for families. Could you sort of explain how these options work?
Sure thing, Jen. So when it comes to our local life plan and local options, we've got a core and a private GEP option. And each of these cover public and private school respectively. When we talk about indemnification, we talk about indemnifying the actual costs of education. So each of these options are designed to indemnify school fees up to specified limits. So naturally, under the private option, those limits are a little bit higher. And to kind of contextualize where those limits are set, though, I think it's useful to look at the cost of high school today, for example, and the limit under our private GEP is set at a little bit over 220,000 rand today. These limits grow every year as well, but set at just over 220,000 rand today. And this effectively covers most day schools in South Africa at whatever the actual cost of those fees are.
Sure, that's amazing. And I mean, we see at the start of each year, the list of high school fees comes out, and it's crazy to see how expensive some of the boarding schools are in the country. I saw this year that 9 schools are above 350,000 in school fees. And so, Dan, what would be the option here for someone if they're wanting to make sure that those education fees could be covered?
So, Jem, there is one other option, and that's our Dollar Global Education Protector. This works slightly differently to the local options in that the dollar GEP always pays out at that maximum cap or limit that's been set. So under dollar GEP, the limit is almost $35,000 per year for high school, which is roughly 620,000 rand. The way that benefit is then designed to pay is some of the benefit is designed to indemnify the actual cost of education. So say someone goes to a boarding school and incurs a fee of 350,000 rand for the year. We would cover the cost of that education, and the balance would then be paid out in dollars into an offshore bank account anywhere across the world.
Sure. And so our private option also boosts cover for our university payouts. We've got a selected few universities, prestigious universities that people can go to, Sylvia. So have we seen these payouts in practice where we're covering overseas universities?
Yes, Jeremy. I mean, in fact, we've got quite a few cases where children are covered literally across the world. But we have one particular client who had a severe stroke. He had global education for his children. At the time of his stroke, his one child was in high school and the other two were in primary, senior primary. And we've covered the education to date. And so far, we've already paid out 5.6 million. So you'd ask, why is it so expensive? Well, two of the children have continued to study in South Africa. But one of the children, the one that was in high school, has gone on to study at an Ivy League university overseas. And he's a third-year student today, studying financial economics. And, I mean, the cost for that university alone has been in excess of 3 million rand. So, it gives new meaning to say the world is your oyster when you have cover of this nature.
Yeah, it really is powerful. And Sylvia, in practice, how does the claims process actually work in terms of families submitting their claims and us paying the education?
So, Jeremy, I think it's quite a simple process. Well, we try and make it as sort of simple as possible. Once a claim is approved for global education, assuming it's mid-year, most parents have probably paid fees up front to get sort of certain discounts. But once their claim is approved, we will immediately reimburse the parent for the fees for the year, that the remaining year that they have already covered. But thereafter, we obtain the sort of school fee statements from the school or the parents, and we pay the institution directly, the school or the university directly. So the parents don't have to worry about payments. If they're moving on to the next grade, we cover the cost for the next year. And in addition to that, there's also a annual discretionary lump sum. It's a once-off payment every year to cover sort of textbooks, uniforms, those kind of things. And it even covers, I mean, the parent can use that money for whatever they want because they just pay directly to the parent. And it can cover extra lessons, excursions, fees for put it towards a laptop or an iPad. So, our claims are our claims team, and there's one particular person, our claims manager, Jabu, who oversees all of our global education claims. She tries to streamline the process as much as possible. And she built such a rapport with some of the clients that one client even invited her to the child's graduation. And that just shows you how important it is to build that rapport with the client and travel that journey with them through the education years.
That's incredible to hear. And another very powerful aspect of our GEP product is that it's not only covering children's education and life-changing events, but with Discovery's shared value model, we also reward clients for maintaining their health and providing value therefore in the best of times too. Dan, could you explain how the shared value model works with our education protection?
Sure thing, Jem. So in 2017, we relaunched the Global Education Protector with this idea that you could take something as profound as Discovery's payback benefit and you could channel it into something even more powerful that really appeals to the intrinsic motivations of parents, encouraging engagement at levels that we've never seen before. And the way that we've done this is through the university fund a benefit. The concept is really, really simple. We provide parents with an upfront fund of 10% of their child's future tertiary tuition fees. This fund then grows every year based on the engagement of the parents. So the more you engage in Vitality, the greater the rate at which that fund increases. And for a child that's been born today, all the way through to the age of 18, you are able to grow that fund to up to 100% of the child's future tertiary tuition for 3 years. In a sense, fully funding tertiary education for that child. And that really incentivizes behavior change. If you think about, you know, the kind of the pull to engagement, when you know that every run you take is bringing you one step closer to fully funding your child's university fees in future, that encourages engagement as we've never seen before. What we tend to see is our book of clients that sit under the Global Education Protector demonstrates twice the levels of engagement of our most engaged policyholders. And that really talks to the power of the university funder benefit as a manifestation of the shared value model.
It really does illustrate how Discovery Life has designed its products to not only protect your family in the worst of times, but also to provide rewards to your family in the best of times just by managing your health. And so thank you for listening, and please be sure to check out the other episodes in this podcast series.